Welcome back to the podcast, My Government Birds. I'm Brennan.
I'm Zach.
DJ.
And today we're gonna talk about the Government Birds, a book. And yeah, let's get into it. So we read the book One for the Murphys, and it was okay. I mean, yeah, it was pretty good.
It was a good story. It was about a girl named Carly, and her mom and dad beat her up at home, so she had to go into a foster care with this completely new family that loved her so much, and she thought it was so fishy.
Mm-hmm. She didn't like it.
She didn't like it that much. And so they're treating her really well, and they go out to get her new clothes and stuff, and she went out to lunch with her new foster mom. And this is one of our favorite lines in the book. And she goes out, and the waiter comes, and he goes, what can I get for you? And Carly goes, I want my mother. And he's like, okay. And then he walks away because he's mad.
Oh, yeah, yeah. This is where, like, she stuffs the rolls down the seat. It's hilarious.
And then she puts the rolls down the seat. And she's like, well, could have brought me my mother next time. That was pretty good. And, yeah. But with some parts that we didn't really like were, like, when she was at school.
Oh, DJ, what was the part that you didn't like in the book?
When she went back with her mom.
You didn't like that?
Why didn't you like it?
I thought she should just stayed and seen.
She should have stayed with the Murphys?
Yeah, and seen her mom, like, the weekend.
Yeah. I think that would have been a good idea.
Yeah, that would have been good if her mom got out of the hospital and she would see her.
Now, okay. What were the parts you couldn't do without? Probably, for me, the school parts. Like, they didn't really contribute much to the story.
Yeah.
Yeah, and anything else? I think the rest of it was
the
solid.
The ending was kind of... I didn't like the ending because at the end, they left off with Carly leaving in the car with her, what's it called?
Mom.
The social worker going back to her mom. They're going to move back to Las Vegas where they came from while she was in Connecticut. I didn't like that because I wanted to know what happened after she left instead of... just leaving right at the foster care place. I wanted to know where they would end up and how they would settle in and stuff.
I think the author wrote a pretty nice book about, like, a teen experience, about a teen's life. So.
Yeah, it was pretty good. They kept it real because some teens are in foster homes and their parents beat them up sometimes. Uh-huh. And they get abusive. So, some teams could definitely relate to this. Mm-hmm. And some words we have for the author are...
I wonder if there's going to be, like, I'm just going to ask, is there ever going to be a sequel? Because if there is, I'd definitely buy it with my own money. Not the school's money, because that's bad. I'd totally buy it and read it, because it would be pretty good. One thing... I just say, if you're going to do a sequel, a lot of teens these days have phones and stuff, so, like, probably incorporate some of that, like, how, like, she has, like, trouble, like, on something like that, you know? I don't know.
Yeah, like, she could have a phone, and that would be, like, different, because teens have phones nowadays, and they're always on it, and she didn't, so...
Now, before we go, I want to see, when the government shutdown happened, did you see any birds?
I have not.
You know why?
Because it's winter.
No. Because the birds are government spies.
Really?
Yeah. I saw birds yesterday, and the government shutdown's over now for 3 weeks. I saw birds yesterday.
Really?
It's crazy.
It's pretty good.
Okay.
They are down south.
No, they're not. They're
shh. It's winter.
Okay, well, see you next time on Government Birds.
Sign it off for now with Zach,
Brennan,
DJ.